Oh, that's beautiful singing. I love it. I hope you like it as good as I do. I've been playing it for you. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful grace of God. Well, our broadcast today, telecast, the 17th chapter of the book of Revelation. This chapter will take your breath away. You get your teeth into the truth of this chapter, and it'll change your life, friend. It'll give you a picture of what's laying right down the road, right over the next curve, around the next curve, over the next hill. The day of the Lord's coming is at the door. And this that we're going to look at in the book of Revelation, chapter 17, is really something breathtaking. Let me get that volume down a little bit. I don't want to hurt your ears, but I want to get the truth across to you. I want you to hear me today. I really do. Now, the book of Revelation, chapter 17, listen. And there came one of the seven angels, which had the seven vials, and talked with me, saying unto me, come hither. I will show unto thee the judgment of the great whore. Now, it's the Bible that calls this new world order, this new world church, this one world church. It's God who called this one world church the great whore, not me. I know using the word whore is not a very acceptable term today, but I'm just giving you what the Bible said. He said very clearly, I will show you the judgment of the great whore that sitteth upon many waters. Now, I'm going to give you at least seven specific things about this whore. Seven specific things about her. I'm going to make them available to you, and I will send them with you or to you along with the other gifts that I'm offering today. I'm really offering you some spectacular material today because it is just that late. And you really need to know the truth. If ever you have known the truth, you must know it today. Well, here I come, bringing you these truths with all of my heart, having no desire but to be a blessing to you, no desire but to reach out to you and to help you understand what this Bible says. Now, let me give you these nine things, and then we'll try to deal with them. Number one, it is a mixed multitude, a massive multitude that is part of this one world church. The Bible makes that clear. Let me read it to you. And he saith unto me, the waters which thou sawest where this woman sitteth are people and multitudes and nations and tongues. That's verse 15 of chapter 17. So it's a massive crowd. A massive crowd. Don't you forget that. Now, John actually saw this as a great vision, as a great theatrical scene. He saw it. He didn't hear it. He's not giving us words that was given to him. He's describing a picture that was shown to him. That's what makes the book of Revelation so mighty, so powerful, is that it's one vision, one great scene after the other. I mean, so beautifully done, so breathtaking. Oh, the book of Revelation is one great book. Now, this crowd has given to or gone to bed, spiritually speaking, with this new world church. This crowd of people, this multitude of people have gone to bed. They've committed fornication, abominations, adulteries. You talk about sin. Spiritually speaking, they've just simply gone to bed with this one world order. And look at the multitudes you know that have gone to bed with this one world order. This false church is so worldly beautiful. So worldly beautiful that no one can escape it. Except those who have their book, their name in the book of life. If someone says no sound, well, it's going out from here, and I don't know of anything I can do. If it's not going to them, it's not my fault. That's all I know to say. They say no sound. Are you getting the sound out there? Oh boy, is it bouncing off the wall here. It really is. And I know of no possible way or anything I can do to make the sound work. I hope they get it quickly. Let me know when you do. Now, you know, we are living right on this verge of the coming of the Lord. I mean, the day and hour is at hand. We are at the door of this great time of the coming. So this false church is so worldly beautiful, so beautifully worldly, however you want to say it, that the world goes after it. Except those who have their names in the book of life. Those who have their names in the book of life can escape. The others cannot. Now, the multitude addicted to religious television. The multitudes out there addicted to religious televisions, to the likes of Rick Joyner and Benny Hinn and Paul Krause, now deceased, and those who follow him, Rick Warren, and on, you can name these big personalities that are leading this one world church movement. Now, I will talk to you about the Roman Catholic system before it's over, the Roman Catholic system, because I've got some material to give you that's going to take your breath away. Don't miss this program. Don't let nothing turn you off. Stop whatever you're doing if you can and sit down and listen. Call some friends. Call some friends and tell them that we are so near this massive hour of darkness that they've got to get involved. They've got to hear what's happening. They've got to know what's taking place. They've got to be involved. They really have got to be involved. It's later than you think, my dear friends. It's later than you think. The coming of the Lord is at the door, right at the door. The hour is late. How soon he will return, I cannot tell you, but I can tell you it's at the door. It really is at the door. The day of the Lord's coming, and it's really wonderful to behold. I hope you get in the middle of getting ready for the coming of the Lord. I hope you get in the middle of getting ready for the coming of the Lord, because it is indeed marvelous. Now, this multitude addicted to religious television, I got to spend a minute there. If you're addicted to religious television, these big personalities begging you for your thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars, promising you that you'll get it all back. Listen, friend, they're taking you for a ride, I'm telling you. They are leading you right into this one world order. Have you been watching the news of the Benny Hinn, the Rick Joyners, all this crowd of people who are going to Rome and meeting with the Pope and talking about this one world church and how we can take this world back away from the liberals and those who, you know, They really are coming against the things we believe, but the church is not going to do it. I'm here to tell you. We can pray. We can be a light. We should vote. There's good things we need to do, but the church world is not going to set up a one world order. You need to understand that. That one world church is just as dangerous as what the liberals are doing to our church world and to our nation and to the people around us. So listen to me. The rapture was hated, or will, is hated with any thought of an Antichrist. The rapture is hated. I'm here to tell you, there's never been a day when the rapture was so hated as it is in our day. It is terribly hated, and that breaks my heart. The false prophet is paranormally produced. The false prophet now, this person you see in Revelation 17, is paranormally produced right out of the bottomless pit. I mean, he's evil. He's diabolical to the core. He's wicked to the core. I'm telling you, it's very, very dark. It's darker than you could ever imagine, my dearest friend. And if ever you have sought the mind of God and the mind of Christ, you must today. Now, the entire one world church will be hated by those kings that use her to ride to their mighty power, to their one world control. They will use religion. Listen to me now. The one world economic system will use religion to reach out to the multitudes and to pull them into their fold. But once the one world order is in complete charge and they've got complete dominance, then they will hate that one world church. They will hate that one world church. And notice what the Bible says. Now, let me just read it to you from the book. And the 10 horns which thou sawest upon the beast, these shall hate the whore, and shall make her desolate and naked, and shall eat her flesh and burn her with fire. Did you know the Catholic people through the ages have been prophesying that in the end, Rome would be burned? Isn't it amazing that prophets within, so-called prophets within the Catholic system, have themselves prophesied that the day would come when Rome would be burned? And they spoke of the last pope as being quite a figure of help to the Antichrist. Well, the present pope is doing just that. I've got an article right here where the present pope just had a special spiritual event, so-called, for the most notorious homosexual priest in the world. He's 90-some years old. He lives in the Vatican. I have his name here, but I'll just let you read this material. And the present pope just had a special service for him and kissed his hand when it was over. Oh, I'm reading that today, and it was overwhelming. I'm going to give you 15 pages of material on the sodomite crisis in the Catholic Church. And this is written by a priest, a Catholic priest. The sodomite crisis in the Catholic Church. Now, there's four different articles, 15 pages. If you don't believe what I'm saying, let me give you this. If you'd rather not get my material, you go to the internet and simply put on it, sodomite Catholic popes. Sodomite Catholic popes. And you'll get more material than you can probably read or want to read. I'll never forget last night I started reading this material and I got sick. I had to turn it off. I went and told my little wife. I said, honey, I was reading material on the Catholic popes that have been sodomites. And it made me so sick when I read of things that they have done, of events that they have been part of. These are documented things in this material, and this is only a little bit. You can find much, much more, and you can then understand why and how this one world church, led by the Catholic system, but including most of the charismatic world, has now came right into the heart of this. Rick Warren certainly is leading the Baptists to the best of his ability right into the heart of this. Presbyterians, Methodists, United Church of Christ, most of them, Lutherans, I don't know which, all have turned now and are literally accepting the sodomites into their ranks, even to be preachers, even to be ministers, allowing their ministers to marry the same-sex marriages in their sanctuaries. Hear me, friend, when I tell you this one world church is at the door, I know what I'm talking about, and I know what this Bible says. Now, let me read you verse 2. Somehow I hit the wrong thing here. There we are. I'm back. Now, listen, I'm opening the lines. Let me get you coming, calling. Let me get you part of this. Email it. jrc@paulcreek.org is the email. jrc@paulcreek.org. And then the radio. Listen, you can call anywhere, either if you're listening by internet, you can still call 1-800-338-7884. 1-800-338-7884. And then the local number, 704-391-0588. Now let's fill the lines. Please call quickly. 1-800-338-7884. Local number, 704-391-0588. 704-391-0588. And then email. I'm looking for your emails. I want to hear from you. I want to get you involved in this discussion. Please ask the questions that come to your mind. Please don't be afraid to ask any question. You say, but my question may be a bit antagonistic. I understand. I don't mind. I'm here to help you. I'm here to try my best to open your thinking, to open your minds, to somehow get through with what's happening today, and to get the truth, to get the truth, and to communicate the truth. That's my burden. That's my overwhelming burden. I cannot tell you how intent my burden is for you to hear the truth. Now, grab your phones, 1-800-338-7884, 1-800-338-7884, email jrc@paulcreek.org, jrc@paulcreek.org. Now, I want to read you a little bit while you're calling. Let's hear from you. Let's have your questions. Let me tell you the subject now. Listen to me. Very, very important for you to hear this. The whore church will soon be in the great tribulation. The whore church will soon be in the great tribulation. I'll send you this article, by the way. Everybody that calls will get this article on the whore church will soon be in the great tribulation, and the 15 pages of information about the sodomite crisis in the Catholic Church. The sodomite crisis in the Catholic Church. Grab your phones. We're here to be a blessing. We're here to open our hearts to you, hear your inquiries, hopefully help you understand how close we are to the coming of the Lord. I'm planning to preach in the morning a very special sermon. I am really excited about the glory of Jesus Christ's return. The glory of Jesus Christ's return. Do you understand how imminent the coming of the Lord really is? Do you understand how close we are to that blessed moment when the King shall return? Many of you go to churches and you haven't heard a sermon about the coming of Jesus in so long. You haven't heard a sermon about the rapture. Your preachers won't preach on the book of Revelation. They don't seem to even acknowledge that this book is the closing picture of the whole Bible. The closing book of the Holy Scripture. This book is absolutely filled with all of the chronological order of the end time events. The end time will occur just as the book of Revelation has laid it out simple and plain for us. And there is no excuse for you not knowing. There's no excuse for preachers not preaching this either. There really is no excuse for ministers not preaching from the book of Revelation. Oh, you say, my pastor's too busy. Well, then he needs to quit being busy. Is he trying to make more money? Most preachers today want to work so they can have double salaries, so they can live high on the hog. Oh, no. That's not the interest of a man of God. A man of God just wants to get the truth out there. That's his burden. Get the truth out there. So let me hear from you quickly. 1-800-338-7884. 704-391-0588. Listen to this. And upon her forehead was a name written, Mystery Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots. The mother of harlots and abominations of the earth. This harlot woman, this religious entity, is the mother of harlots. I mean, she's the leader of harlotry. She is the leader of abomination. She is the leader of this darkness that's coming like a storm. I mean, it's a picture that is boggling to the mind. boggling to the mind. Now call us quickly, 1-800-338-7884. We're here to be a blessing to you. We want to hear from you. Grab your phones. If your radio has been out some weeks and you didn't get to hear us, listen, I've got to remind you that you can go to the internet and not only hear it, but see it. So everybody out there needs to get used to using your internets on Saturday for this radio broadcast, this telecast. You really do. You know, who knows when radio stations are going to be sold? I have managers telling me just the other day of one of the radio stations we own that may be up for sale and may be bought by someone that wants no religious broadcast. Certainly not a controversial one like this old-fashioned religious broadcast. So you need to get used to your internet. Very, very important. Get used to your internet. Get used to your internet so that you can have it. Now, the lines need to be busy. So grab your phone, 1-800-338-7884, 704-391-0588. Remember, I will give you this 15-page documentation of the sodomite crisis in the Catholic Church. Those of you who are Catholics, you need to get this. You really do. You need to learn the truth. Now, there was a time when you didn't have the opportunity to get much of the information about what was actually going on in the headquarters of the Vatican and the Catholic system. But now you don't have that. You don't have that excuse. You can know what's going on. You can know the truth. You can know the documentation of it. You really need to know the documentation of it. I'm telling you, it is desperate that you know the documentation of it. So I beg of you, let me send this to you. Grab your phone, 1-800-338-7884, 704-391-0588, 704-391-0588. Grab your phone. I'm waiting. Oh, the phone hasn't rung, or the email hasn't given me anything, so I'm waiting on you. Grab it. Grab your email, grab your mouse, grab your telephone, 1-800-338-7884, 704-391-0588. Now, this system that we see, this one world church system. Now, as I just said a while ago, they're meeting right now. People going to the Vatican, different leaders in America. Rick Warren has been, Kenneth Copeland has been, Benny Hinn, I don't know how many times he has been. I mean, we've got all of these key leaders, and they're really anxious about a one world church. They want to bring all these religious entities together. Compromise is so overwhelming and so big that I do not know how to describe it to you. It is just that horrible. It is just that dark. It really is. And I'm telling you, if ever we've given our best and learned the truth of this Bible and know what's happening, what's going on. Now, let me talk to you about this entity that we see here, which is this beast. It's a beast that this woman is riding. I saw the woman drunken with the blood of the saints and with the blood of the martyrs of Jesus Christ. When I saw her, he said, I wondered with great admiration. That was John, wondering with great admiration. And the angel said unto me, wherefore didst thou marvel? I will tell thee the mystery of this woman and of the beast that carrieth her, which hath the seven heads and 10 horns. The beast that thou sawest was and is not, and shall ascend out of the bottomless pit. Now, this false anointing, I call him. It's the anti-religious entity. You got the Antichrist, then you got this false prophet, which is the embodiment in his mind of the person of the Holy Spirit. It's a false anointing, a false spirit. So you have the devil trying to be God, you have the Antichrist trying to be the Christ, and you have this false prophet trying to be the Spirit. They all are nothing but a masquerade, an imitation, a false anointing, a false trinity, a false trinity. That's right, a false trinity. Taking this world by storm. Taking this world by storm. 704-391-0588. 704-391-0588. Our local number, our toll-free number, 1-800-338-7884. 1-800-338-7884. Call us quickly. I really do want to hear from you. I want you to get involved today. I want you to order this material. You say, Brother Chambers, this is just scary to me. I, I can't handle this kind of thing. Listen, how are you going to handle it after the rapture? How are you going to handle it if you miss that rapture? You say, if you can't handle it now, if you're ready for the rapture, you don't have anything to be afraid of. If you're living consecrated and devoted to Christ, then you have nothing of which to worry. You are on the air. May I help you, please?
Yes, I was just listening to your teaching about they were trying to get all religion up on a one world
order.
Do you think God will let this happen? I don't think God will let this happen to the
people. All right, let me read you something. Will you do this? Yes. For God hath put in their hearts to fulfill his will and to agree and give their kingdom unto the beast until the word of God shall be fulfilled. And that's what Revelation, the 17th verse says. It says that God is putting this into the hearts of these wicked people, these false preachers, these false political leaders, people like Barack Obama, people like Benny Hinn, people like, you know, all of these religious leaders that are literally beguiling the people of America for millions and millions of dollars, and in many cases, other people in other countries. The Bible says God allows this to fulfill his will so that he can judge this whole thing. Absolutely. If the Bible said it, do you not believe it?
Yes, I believe it, but I was just wondering that when you believe in Jesus, when you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior, I just believe my heart that God would not let this happen to the people what believing in him, that would, you know, wouldn't let this fall. Well,
you now let me explain that to you. See, this doesn't happen until after the rapture.
Oh, okay.
But it's already developing right now. I mean, already in the news, have you not been reading where these different preachers have been going to Rome to meet with the Catholic Pope?
Yeah.
Have you not been hearing what the Catholic Pope has been saying about homosexuality?
Yeah.
Are you willing to read this material that I've got here about the sodomite crisis within the Catholic system? It is not only bad now. Many of the past popes have been sodomites, and there is proof in this material, but loads of it available to prove that a Catholic Church has been an abomination way back into the early centuries. And that's why there was the Great Reformation. Because these great Martin Luther people, type people, they knew what was going on in the Catholic system. And they tried to do their best to reform it, and they couldn't, so they had to get out of it. You understand?
Yes, I'm understanding what you're saying, yeah.
No question, the Bible says this is going to happen.
Yeah, and another thing I heard you teaching on this now, that you say that the kingdom of God is at the door. Well, I know that. That's where I come, I tell my grandchildren, that they better turn their life around because Jesus is nearing as we think he is.
Well, let me read you what he says here about that. So important. It says, these shall make war with the Lamb. And the Lamb shall overcome them, for he is the Lord of lords and King of kings, and they that are with him. These are the people that were raptured, caught up to heaven. They're now with Jesus as he directs this whole judgment affair. And they are the people that were called and chosen and faithful. Oh, I'm going to preach about that a little bit in the morning. In my special sermon tomorrow, I'm preaching tomorrow on the glory of Jesus Christ's return. How long since you've heard a sermon on the rapture?
Well, I heard you last Saturday, and I just turned it on.
How about in your church? How long since you've heard it?
This makes the second time I heard you teaching on this year.
But I'm asking you another question. How long since you've heard it in your church?
Oh, my church? My pastor don't preach on that.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Uh-huh.
If you're in a church that doesn't preach on the rapture, you ought to get out of it. Yeah. And get in a church that preaches the whole Bible.
Yeah, and that's what I would just pray every night. Every time I pray, I pray and I ask my God to let my pastor start the preaching on Revelation. You know, let him go in the book of Revelation, let him preach on that sometime. But he goes,
Have you asked him if he would start? Why don't you go ask him?
Well, I'm going to ask him.
Tell him, here's what you need to tell him. Tell him, Pastor, if you don't start preaching on the book of Revelation, I'm going to find me a church that does.
Yeah, yeah.
And you just found that church.
Yeah, I will. I will find that church.
Well, you just found it. We're that church.
Yeah, I will. Well, thank you so much for your answer, and you be blessed.
You be blessed, too. You on the air. May I help you, please?
Brother Chambers, I just wanted to ask if you could say something about the blood moons.
The what now? The blood moon?
The blood moon, yes.
Well, I've said a few things about it, but I've not made a big thing. I do know that the blood moons have occurred on very specific feast days that relate to Israel. And I think there's some belief there. See, I've always believed the feast. There are three feasts yet to be fulfilled. The seven major feasts of Israel, three of them are yet to be fulfilled. The fourth one was Pentecost. That was fulfilled, of course, 50 days after Jesus was crucified. Now, the next one will be the Feast of Trumpets. That's the rapture. The next one will be the Feast of Atonement. That's the seven-year tribulation period. The next will be the Feast of Tabernacles. That's the thousand-year millennial reign. So I do believe there's a connection, but you don't set dates by that. You don't set dates by it. You just believe the Bible. You set dates only by the... Well, you don't set any dates about any of this because the Bible said no man knows except the... I'm sorry, except the Father only.
Okay. Yes, sir.
So I believe there's some meaning to the blood moons. In fact, everything in the earth, everything taking place in the earthquakes, the famines, the many pestilence, Ebola, I mean, all the wars in the Middle East, the wars in different parts of the world, everything in this Bible is at such a degree of fulfillment that nobody can doubt that Jesus could come today and do no harm to Holy Scripture.
Yes, sir.
You believe that?
I do. I sure do.
Do you go to a church that preaches on the rapture?
Yes, sir, I do.
All right. I'm telling people, if your church don't preach on it, go to your pastor. Tell him if he doesn't start preaching on the last book of the Bible. Why wouldn't everybody not preach on the last book of the Bible? I mean, it's the last words that Jesus gave us.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, brother.
Well, thank you, brother.
You stay right there and let our lady send you the gifts today, okay?
Thank you, sir.
I want you to have these gifts. They are very, very important. Ladies, grab that line 3, if you would, please. Line 3, grab your phone and call us quickly. 1-800-338-7884. 704-391-0588. Now, those were two good calls, especially the lady asking me what she did. That was breathtaking to me because people do not believe that much of this can actually happen. We seem to put our head in the sand and say, well, the Bible said it, but is it really going to happen? If the Bible said it, it's going to happen precisely like the Bible said it. If you don't believe the whole Bible, then I wonder if you're really saved. I really do. I wonder if you're really saved. Now grab your phones and call us quickly, 1-800-338-7884. Don't be afraid of these very, very deep, profound issues. Don't run from them. Learn about them. They are thrilling to read and to learn, to know that this one world church that's developing, that God is going to literally judge it, and that the city of Rome is very clear. I want you to understand now. This is very clear. It says, and here is the mind which hath wisdom. The seven heads are seven mountains on which the woman sitteth. The city of Rome is the city of seven hills. It is called the city of seven hills. And it's been evil all the way back to the centuries, early centuries, turned away from the great truth, brought in all the Babylonian mysticisms and incorporated it into the church life. That's why we have popes who are saying that they are infallible. And many of them were, like I said, sodomites, very evil, and yet they're infallible. And what they say, that pope, that the present pope, the priest, I'm sorry, that the present pope has just honored by doing a very special event for him, 90-some years of age. He says the Bible is not the infallible word of God. It has the truth in it, but it's not the truth in itself. I've got it right here in the article. sending it to you. That one came from RaptureReady.com, which is very dependable. And all of these articles, almost all of it's written by Catholics themselves because they are concerned. Multitudes of Catholics are deeply concerned about what's happening to their system. See, they've loved it. They've been raised in it. This is all they know. And yet they see things happening and they're heartbroken. They're heartbroken. There are many conservative Catholics. I'm not saying they're saved. I'm not sure you could even be saved and stay in that system. I don't think you can. Maybe there's some that have been able to do that. But the system is so evil and so diabolical. And when you read of these things, you've got to understand, God knows what he's saying. God knows what he's revealed. And those great reformers, they didn't mince words when they talked about the system they had come out of, because they knew how evil it was. They lived when there were many of these sodomite popes and many of these that had all kinds of lovers and just some very dark things. And I want you to have it. I really do. I want you to call right now. Let us send it to you. It's our free gift. It won't cost you a thing. You may have never given this ministry a penny, but I'll send you this material to educate you, because that's how much I care about you. And this article on the whore church will soon be in the Great Tribulation. Now, when you look at all of this, it is so evident and clear. Grab your phone. Hey, where are my emails? Where are my people on the email today? Are you not hearing me on the email? Where are your emails? Grab your grab your mouse, jrc@paulcreek.org. That's jrc@paulcreek.org. I really want to hear from you. I want your question. I want you to tell me if you think I'm crazy, and then tell me why. Then, you know, do a little debate with me and show me that I'm wrong. I would love to know I'm wrong. There's over 1 billion Catholics. The majority of them don't know anything about the real end time events. They hate the idea of the rapture. I've got an whole article I wrote on how the Catholic Church completely, completely despises the truth of the rapture. Oh, they do everything they can to destroy the great doctrine of the pre-tribulation rapture, because it is anathema to them. It shows that they're not going to set up a one world system, one world church. That's what they have to see, a one-world church. They've always, way back into the very early years, they have believed that they were going to set up a one-world church. They certainly still believe that, and they laboring to do so. Now, grab your phones. They're all waiting on you. The ladies are standing by. You don't have to be ignorant. You don't have to be dumb. You don't have to. We aren't going to treat you like you are. We're going to treat you nothing but gentle. We're going to warn you, if you're in a church that won't preach the book of Revelation, get out of there. Because the book of Revelation is the last chapters of the end time, the last events that's got to occur. They laid out in this particular book, the book of Revelation, so beautifully. Hey, if you don't have the book that I have written on the masterpiece, called the masterpiece. Now, my book's not the masterpiece. The book of Revelation is the masterpiece. But I wrote on it and called it, named it, the masterpiece. You order that book right now. It's a hardback. It's a good book. It's available. The ladies will take your order. I want to hear from you. I want you involved studying the book of Revelation. Now, next Saturday, we're going to study chapter 18. We're going to look at the literal city of Babylon. This is the mystery Babylon, and then chapter 18 is the literal city. See, there is both a mystery Babylon, which is the one world church, one world religious system, and a real Babylon, which is the one capital of the one world order, the one world political system. And to understand them both, chapter 17, chapters 18. Chapter 17, the one world religion. Chapter 18, the one world political order. Understanding that makes this book really wonderful to study. You really do need to study it. You need to learn what's in the book of Revelation. I promise you this. If you'll read the book of Revelation every week from now until the first day of the new year, that's about 4 weeks, probably 5 weeks, something like 5 weeks. You read the book of Revelation every week. Every week, 22 chapters, read it every week for the next 5 weeks. And I promise you, by the time you get through, you're going to be begging me to do more studies on the book of Revelation. You're going to be begging me to get deeper into the great truths of Revelation. You'll get excited about the book of Revelation. Okay? Now grab your phone, 1-800-338-7884. I want one call after the other for the rest of this broadcast, okay? Grab your phone, 1-800-338-7884. 1-800-338-7884. The local number, 704-391-0588. And all of my emailers, are you getting the message out there? I can hardly believe it's not going. And so you can email me your question. I'm looking to hear from you, okay? I'm looking to hear from you, jrc@paulcreek.org. That's jrc@paulcreek.org. I would love to have you right now a part of this broadcast with me. I promise you, you will learn. Your life will be blessed. Your life will be affected. Good things can happen in your life, my dear friend. Good things can happen in your life. And that's our burden. Our burden is for good things to happen to you, for you to grow in the things of the Lord, grow in the wisdom of the Lord, grow in the truth of the Lord. Well, I did it again. I'm trying my best to keep that from happening. I'm trying to put up these numbers without losing me or my picture, and somehow I can't do it. There's the 800 number. That way you can go straight to that number, okay? And I won't mess with another one until I learn how to do it. I cannot figure what I'm doing wrong. I really can't. Oh, well, you know when you don't know everything, you just don't know everything, you know? And that's just the way it is. I just don't know everything, but I know this. I'm here to be a blessing to you. And I'm learning how to run this system so I can telecast all over the world. Now grab your phone, 1-800-338-7884. Are you ready for the rapture? If Jesus would come today, are you living so devoted? Remember, if you're not called and chosen and faithful, he said to them that overcome. It's so beautiful. Let me read it to you in the book of Revelation 3:10, an absolute promise. Listen to this. Because thou hast kept the word of my patience. Because thou hast kept the word of my patience. I will keep thee from the hour of temptation. I will keep thee from the hour of temptation, which shall come upon all the world to try them that dwell on the earth. Now, the dear lady, first caller, did not comprehend that God would do this, that God would allow this, that God would tolerate this. Well, she didn't understand that I meant all of this revelation from chapter 4 on does not occur until after the rapture. Everything in the book of Revelation, chapter 4, all the way to chapter 22, does not occur until after the rapture. The rapture occurs in chapter 4. And then by chapter 6, the 7-year tribulation period begins. See? So you, if you're ready for the rapture, you're not going to be here. If you're not ready, if you just think you're ready, and there's going to be a multitude who are going to say, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in thy name? Did we not do this? And he's going to say, I never knew you. Do you know him? And does he know you? Get on your knees and just spend an hour tonight, 2 hours in prayer, and ask the Lord to reveal himself to you, to know that you know him, and to know that he knows you, and to know that you've been born again, that you are a new creature in Christ, that you are faithfully serving the Lord. Faithfully serving the Lord. Now, the lines are, some of the lines are open. I want you on, okay? I want you on. Please call quickly at 1-800-338-7884. 1-800-338-7884. You got that? 704-391-0588 is local. And listen, I'm telling you, I want to send you this material on the sodomite crisis in the Catholic Church, 15 pages, 4 different articles. Or you can go to the website and just put on sodomite Catholic popes, and read the incredible amount of material that will open your mind and blow your mind. Like I said last night, it was disturbing me so bad, I was ready to squall. I'm telling you, I was ready to squall. You are on the air. May I help you, please?
I'm in Chambers.
Yes.
How are you doing today?
Fine, sir.
You were speaking on the rapture.
Huh?
You were speaking on the rapture?
Yes, sir.
You asked the questions, preaching it in our churches today. No, sir, they're not preaching it.
They don't preach the rapture, do they?
No, they're not preaching. Why don't they preach it?
Well, because they probably don't believe it.
They don't believe it, and they don't know it.
That's in many cases, a few cases at least, they believe it, but they aren't willing to dig and study until they know it.
Well, that's very true. Well, they, I did say the wrong word when I said they don't believe it. They do believe it, but they don't believe in it.
I don't think many of them believe in it.
They don't believe in it.
The Bible says, unto them that look for him shall he appear.
I mean, you can verify that too, can't we?
Now, absolutely. That's what the Bible says. Unto them that look for him.
Once we learn that and trust in that, then we'll live it. Now, I'm telling you the truth. They don't know about the rapture.
If you could get, I'm going to preach this in the morning. This is my title in the morning, The Glory of Jesus Christ's Return. I'm asking the Lord to help me make it so vivid and make it so pronounced and so breathtaking that nobody would want to miss it. That's what I'm praying to do in the morning.
It's very true. See, when the Spirit of God get into you, it'll lead you to the true Spirit. They don't know the rapture because they never studied it.
But this whole event of this New World Church, a One World Church, why don't they see that that's developing right now?
See, the whole, they should see it because it's in First John. It's been going on for years and years.
Well, it's been going on for years, but right now it is at an accelerated pace.
It has polluted the people, and they polluted and contaminated with the evil of this world, and they can't see it.
Well, that's because they aren't spiritually discerning.
That's true. They're not good.
They've got their mind on making money, having pleasure, being sexy, being whatever you know they want to be. Many of them just striving for all kinds of success and don't know what is success if you're not ready for the rapture.
That's right. See, they have a spirit, but it's not the Spirit of God.
You're right, sir.
I enjoyed talking to you, Reverend James.
Let me send you these gifts today, okay?
All right.
I want to send it to you, ladies. This man is on line two. Line two, grab him, please, and make sure he gets the gift of the hour. And you call right now, 1-800-338-7884. 1-800-338-7884. You know what? I believe I mashed the wrong button on that man. Hey, sir, call back and get the ladies. Let them send you the gift. I eliminated you instead of putting you on hold, and I'm very sorry. We got a new phone system, and I haven't been good getting used to it. You know, I'm a man who wants to sit here and talk about the Bible, but when it comes to all these technologies, they're too many for me. I'm learning. Boy, I promise you that. I'm learning. Yeah, send us your email question. I haven't received. Yeah, I do. I've got a question here finally. And this is from Jimmy Britt. All right, let's see. Give some proof that Rick Warren is a heretic and part of the One World Order Church. What do you mean? What do you mean by this? Thank you, Jimmy. He graduated from our school, by the way. Jimmy, I have known that you've been in the Rick Warren idea for some long time. I don't know whether you've read Rick Warren's book or not. I presume you have. But it's very clear in that book that he's a New Ager. And he's done so many things. I mean, the Bible he uses, the good news, so-called good news for modern man, is the worst translation that you could probably get your fingers on. It sounds like reading New Age material, to be real honest with you. He's one of the worst. And everybody who is a fundamentalist, everybody who believes the fundamentals of the Bible, they know that Rick Warren is absolutely bad news. He's done more damage to the Baptist church. Well, he's done the same thing to the Baptist church that the Benny Hinn's and the Kenneth Copelands have done to the Pentecostal churches. He's led them off into this one world thing. It hasn't been but a few days ago that Rick Warren was in Rome meeting with the Pope. Did you read about that, Jimmy? Come on, my young friend. You're my friend. I'd hug your neck in a moment if I saw you. You are really my friend. But you know, Brother Chambers, from all your years in our school, that I'll tell you the truth, and I know what I'm talking about. And when you think about the sodomite crisis in the Catholic Church, and it's been there for many, 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 many decades, centuries, but now it's more probably prolific than it's ever been. Well, thank you, Jimmy, for sending your email, because I do appreciate that. I'm glad you're listening. You are my dear friend. Get on your knees today, Jimmy. I promise you, if you'll get on your knees and just put all this on the altar, don't remember me, don't remember what you've read from Rick Warren. I know you've been one of his followers. Get on your knees and really cry out to God and ask him to show you. Tell him to show you if Brother Chambers is right or wrong. Will you do that? And then you come and talk to me personally, and let's go eat together. I'll buy the meal, and we'll talk about it, because we are at the end. We are at the end, Jimmy, and it's too late to be involved in that stuff. Well, that got things rolling. I was looking for that, and absolutely delighted about it. Really, I am. I want to hear from you, okay? Let's see another question here. Thank you so much for answering my question. I respect you so much, and I love you. I'm learning and growing. Thank you, Jimmy. That's beautiful. Thank you, Jimmy. Jimmy Britt, I love you, young man. And I appreciate him answering me in the way he did, because I answered him with all my heart, with none but love. Nothing but love. He's a Baptist pastor, by the way. And we've been friends since he was a little scuba. A little scuba. How young was you when you started the Paul Creek Christian Academy, Jimmy? I'd love to know. I really would. You are on the air. May I help you, please?
Oh, Dr. Chambers?
Yes.
Oh, hi. This is Marilyn Taylor, and,
where are you calling from? Tell me. I'd love to hear that.
I Fort Worth, Texas.
Okay. God bless you. I'm coming to Fort Worth, Texas tomorrow night.
You are?
Yes, I'm coming to the pre-trib meeting there in Fort Worth, Dallas. And then I'm going to spend an extra day and be there next Wednesday night to be with the Borkins in their church. And if you'd like to come, we'll get you an invitation.
Oh, I would love to come.
Okay, you send me your phone number after we get off the air here. Email it to me at text it to me at my phone number, 704-5788.
I don't know how to do all that.
Oh, I send an email. Can you do that?
I'll have my husband help me.
Okay, just send me an email, jrc@paulcreek.org. And if you don't do that, call me on this number. And this is the church number.
Okay.
I want to hear from you. I want you to come Wednesday night. Now, go ahead with your question.
Okay, now I want to ask you a question.
Yes.
When does the day of the Lord begin? Do you believe it begins with the rapture?
The day of the Lord begins with the rapture. It then will continue right through the seven-year tribulation. Then Jesus comes back to fight the battle of Armageddon. Then he sets up his kingdom for 1,000 years. Then there'll be the white throne judgment. And then the new city, New Jerusalem, comes down. And so from the time of the rapture all the way to the end of the whole judgment period will be the day of the Lord.
Okay.
The day of the Lord will end when everything is done. And the Bible says that Jesus will give up the kingdom to the Father, that the Father might be all in all.
Okay. I have one quick question then. I don't know how quick it is. It says in Revelation 6, verse 12.
Okay, Revelation 5, verse 12.
Revelation 6, verse 12.
Okay, got you.
And I beheld when he opened the sixth seal, and lo, there was a great earthquake. And the sun became black as sackcloth of hair, and the moon became as blood.
Yes.
People talk about the blood moon, you know. And then if you go to Acts 2:20, it says, the sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before the great and notable day of the Lord comes.
Let me help you with that. See, we're talking about two different times Jesus comes to rapture the church. He doesn't come down to the earth. That is not the coming of the Lord when Jesus comes to rapture the church. He comes only into the midair, and the saints are caught up to meet him in the air, Paul said in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. Caught up to meet him in the air. He doesn't come to the earth for the rapture. He only comes to the earth at the end of the 7 years when he fights the battle of Armageddon and then goes to Jerusalem to establish his kingdom.
Yes, but why does it say, you know, in Revelation 6 there about the...
Because the things that are going to begin to happen in Revelation 6 are all preliminary for the end of the seven-year tribulation period. And so in Revelation 6, the Father is going to have his throne set up in the air above us. and will be visible from the earth. And the Father's throne being visible from the earth, the tribulation period begins. That includes some earthquakes. That includes all kinds of atmospheric things. The moon turning to blood. The stars falling out of heaven. So all kinds of things like that happen for 7 years during the tribulation period.
Okay. But why does it say in Acts that this happens, the moon turning to blood and the sun darkness, before?
Before the main coming. That's at the end of the 7 years. See, the Jesus actually comes to the earth. You see that in Revelation chapters 19, 20. That's when Jesus comes to the earth. So Jesus' main coming has not occurred in Revelation 6. And so what you're reading in Acts is about the time when he will come back to the earth.
It's not the same time, is what you're saying.
Now listen to me real carefully. I got other calls waiting on me. Jesus comes to rapture the church. He doesn't come to the earth. That is not called his coming.
Yeah.
Jesus coming is when he comes back at the end of the 7 years. That's in Revelation 19 and 20. So the rapture is not his coming. The rapture is the rapture. He comes only into the midair. He comes to the earth at the end of the 7 years.
Okay. Thank you, and I pray for all you pastors and all you teachers who talk about the rapture because it encourages us.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm here to do, to get you happy and excited and to get everybody living so they're ready to go.
And I'll keep...
The Bible says he's coming after the pure in heart. He's not coming for these worldly people who love the world more than they love Jesus.
Yeah, I know.
All right, now give me a call. I want to get you an invitation to church next Wednesday night.
Thank you.
They're in Fort Worth, Texas.
God bless.
God bless you. And you on the air. May I help you, please?
So we got to be very balanced today.
Anybody there? Oh, where am I at? I had somebody. Let's see here. Are you on there? Nope, you're not there. You on the air. May I help you, please?
That's what I was saying. I've been trying to look at my Bible. I can't find it.
You can't find your Bible?
I can't find my Bible. It's got the good concordance.
Okay. All right. Now, you got one. You just can't find the one with the concordance. I was fixing to get upset at you, brother.
Well, I got my Bible, but I can't find this verse that I'm looking for. But you,
what are you looking for?
It says in the Bible, I read it here a while back at Sunday school class, that they'll come to you forbidding you to marry and to eat meat. But he says, I say all things are pure. If they are cleansed with prayer.
I cannot tell you where that's at, but it's right here in the Bible. Somebody will call us and give it to us if they'll hurry, okay? But it's right in the Bible. I've read it many times. Forbidden to marry, commanded not to eat meat. That's coming.
What I'm saying...
See, during the tribulation period, they're going to forbid you to marry man to woman. It's going to be all homosexual marriages.
Well, my point is, don't that describe the Catholic Church perfectly? They forbid their priests to marry, and they used to forbid you to eat meat on Friday.
It absolutely, there are many things in the Bible that point out the confusion of Catholicism. Catholicism is so far afield. And all you got to look at, this material on the sodomite crisis in the Catholic Church, that's enough to make any Catholic want to get born again and find a good Bible-believing church.
I mean, they created their own problem. Not letting their priests marry.
You're exactly right. How in the world can they expect this multitude of priests to stay pure and clean when they are living totally contrary to human nature?
That's right. I mean, they claim Peter as their first pope.
And he had a wife.
Peter was a married man. That's right.
I know. I know. I'm telling you. Their doctrines are really bad. They are a multitude of abominations. That's the doctrines of Catholicism. A multitude of abominations. Hey, call us quick, friends. God bless you. Call us quick, friends. You know, we are living so near the coming of the Lord. Hey, this has been good. This has really been good. And I am grateful. I am grateful. You on the air. May I help you, please?
Hi, Pastor Chambers. It's Brian.
Hey, Brian.
Hey, you were just asking that passage of Scripture was 1 Timothy 4:3.
1 Timothy 4:3. I immediately thought Timothy, but I didn't dare to try to say 1 Timothy 4:3. Let's read it here. Forbidden to marry and commanded to abstain from meats which God hath created to be received with thanksgiving of them which believe and know the truth. Yes, that's 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 3, to my friend who just called. Thank you, Brian. Yes. Hey, did you just hear the call from Fort Worth?
Yes, I did.
We're going to get that lady invitation, and church is going to be at your house, right?
Yes, sir.
All right. Brian, thank you for calling me. Hey, I'll call you sometime today or tomorrow to make sure we have the exact time and all, and which flight I'm on, and et cetera, okay?
That sounds great.
Everybody, this is the dear friend who's going to pick me up at the Fort Worth Dallas Airport tomorrow night, Monday morning at 2 o'clock. Can you believe that? Thank you, Brian. I love you, man. You're precious to me. Hey, give us a call. We only have about 3 minutes here, and I'd love to have another call. But everybody out there, please listen to me. Let me send you this article on the whole church will soon be in the Great Tribulation. And chapter 17 is doing the tribulation, okay? The great seven-year tribulation. The Sodomite crisis in the Catholic Church. You've got to have those two articles. They're free. I'll mail them to you probably Monday or Tuesday. I want you to have them. They will affect your life. They really will. So grab your phones. The ladies are standing by to take your calls. As long as you call, they'll stay here and answer your phone calls, okay? Now, I'm Brother Chambers. I'm preaching in the morning. Now, listen, I'm preaching in the morning the glory of Jesus Christ's rapture. The glory of Jesus Christ's rapture. I'm here to tell you, the glory of his rapture. And then his return to the earth to reign for eternity. He'll be reigning for 1,000 years, and then we'll have New Jerusalem, a new heaven, and a new earth, and eternity together. Would you not like to spend eternity with the people you love the best? With those great old saints, maybe mama, dad, grandmama, granddaddy, your grandfather, grandmother, were they great saints of God who lived holy back then, walked with God, kept the Sabbath day holy, did the things that any Christian ought to do? Would you like to spend eternity with them? Hey, would you mind seeing me in eternity? I'd love to see you. I don't want nobody listening to me to miss going in the rapture. Now, if you miss the rapture, don't take the mark of the beast. You will be able to get saved maybe after the rapture. Many can't, but many can. And if you miss that rapture, get on your knees and repent and get right with God and get ready to die, because you'll probably be martyred so viciously that the pain and the treatment will be so inhumane. You think what the Taliban is doing all over the places where they are attacking is bad? I promise you the Antichrist will be worse. I promise you the Antichrist will be worse. The Taliban and all of the jihadists of the Arabic crowd, they are just a token of how terrible it's going to be. I got to go. Joe Chambers, jrc@paulcreek.org, 1-800-338-7884, 704-391-0588. I love you, friend. I love you dearly. You are important to me, and I want you to count for Christ. That's my burden, is that you count for Christ, okay? God bless you. May the joy of the Lord be your strength.